The Metricon post-match interview.
And we do have the vice-captain of the Geelong Football Club, Tom Stewart, with us down in the rooms. Tom, hard-fought victory, as you would expect, I suspect, start of the 2024 season. It was a hard-fought win.
Yeah, it was a grind. Really enjoyable to start the season on that foot. We anticipated and expected St Kilda's best, and it was bloody hard work.
I think there's been a bit of a discussion around it. It's good to have the old heads, but the young boys stood up when it was needed and when it was counted in the last quarter.
Yeah, they did. I think the most pleasing thing is the entire 23 had their moment. That's all we expect. We expect to keep stacking good moments on top of each other, and we expect that things are going to go our way. We're going to do it our way. So, and those young boys, they've come in and put their best foot forward, and they took their chance tonight.
Stewie, thanks for joining us. Kingy, Cass and Neely, happy birthday for yesterday.
But thank
the
skip,
skipper just delivered nicely when you much needed him to.
Yeah, I just told him I didn't think he had it in him. He's getting on in a bit long in the tooth, Paddy, but, bloke like that keeps putting himself in the position to impact the game, and you expect nothing less of a champion.
St Kilda are a good side. What do you think a win like that does for your younger crew? And tonight, Clark, Bruin in game 50, even though we didn't think we'd see him again after quarter time, but he's had a massive last three quarters of the game. Ollie Dempsey's game was an absolute standout. It's only one game in their career that they had, but they probably get more in experience in how to handle themselves in a pressure situation.
Yeah, I think that's a real credit to the coaching staff and the expectations that we've put on them. We haven't put a ceiling on anything that they can achieve this year individually, but they fully understand that their role in the team is super important. We trust them with that, and we want to see them flourish. We really love those kids, and they're going to have moments where it's not going to go their way, but they keep turning up, and we're going to keep driving them hard, but also wrapping our arms around them and keeping them in the fold because we love them.
Tom, it's been Cass. Thanks for joining us on K-Rock Footy. Every week it's a bit of a mental grind, but particularly against the Saints, the way they play, they're so difficult to score against. I think at one point you had about 50-odd entries for six goals. It's a real sort of test of your mental patience as a team to try and overcome that, because more often than not, it's not going to work.
It's a great point. And always nice to play a team like that early days where things don't go perfectly and you have to continue to, and try and implement your method and do it your way. So, Ross and their coaching staff know us quite intimately, and we anticipated their best. And they're a great defensive team. I've got a lot of respect for the boys that they play behind the ball, and they play a great system. And, we just had to keep fronting up, and, we got the job done.
Do you find a game like that, is it enthralling to play in for you, or is it frustrating as a player to play in a game like tonight?
No, I really enjoy them. Into the system now, and played a bit of footy. It's always nice to have those moments where things aren't going perfectly, and you got to try and help mates out and put them in position and continue to try and, as I said, implement our style of footy. There's a number of boys behind the ball had great games tonight, so I was really, really proud of our efforts, and it's a great way to start 1-0 rather than 0-1.
For Metricon, speaking with Geelong vice-captain Tom Stewart, peace of mind with the builder you can trust, that's Metricon. Here's Mark Neild.
Tom, well done tonight. Great to start with a win, as you said. Hey, listen, you talking about play your way, and that was evident. How difficult is that when you come up against St Kilda and they're putting numbers behind the ball? You dominate plus 19 inside 50s. You had territory, but it was just so hard to find clean air in there. How do you, as a group, overcome that, particularly when you got some young kids in there?
I think, Neildy, as you probably know, you've been a part of footy for a long time. It's just maintaining the dialogue on ground that things aren't always going to go your way, and we just got to continue to, as I said before, stack good moments on top of each other. Keep putting ourselves in positions where we behind the ball can win it back and help the boys up the field. Keep sending the energy up and just make sure that the game's in a contest, because that's where we believe we're at our best. So just keep trying to pass the message along and keep the composure behind the ball.
Terrific explanation. I suppose similar, it's probably connected. That last little bit, there was probably, I don't know, maybe 2 minutes on the clock, let's say. There's a centre bounce and there's a couple of points the difference. What's the setup you're after? What do you want from your teammates in that situation?
Oh, obviously, if we're up, we're trying to protect the game. But I think the shift in not only our football, but the competition as a whole potentially is try and kick the next one. Like, there's no reason why you shouldn't go up your end and kick a goal. You don't really have to sit on your last line and just try and absorb for 2 minutes. There's nothing wrong with getting up your end and keeping up there. So, you know, once Paddy kicked that goal, you're probably going to shutdown mode. But our dialogue out was kick the next one. Like, let's put the front foot, put ourselves on the front foot and get back after him.
All right, before I throw you back to Cass, obviously, good luck for the whole year, Tom, from everyone at South Barwon, mate.
Thank you, mate. I appreciate it. Go Swans.
Tommy, I was going to say, I think Joy Clark, you reckon he'll be a fan favourite for quite some time?
I don't think there's any reason why he shouldn't be.
Jizzy was brave a couple of times.
He's as hard as a cat's head, Joy. He does some amazing stuff that he's going to win a lot of people over. He's won over us internally. I've got a great deal of respect for him. He's got a great temperament. He's humble. He works hard, and it hasn't all gone his way. You know, he had to bide his time last year and deal with a frustrating injury, but geez, I tell you what, he's going to be a special player for us.
And another one you must love having back, he sort of missed quite a bit of last year, is Jack Henry. His ability just to read the ball coming in and get across and do some things that maybe aren't sort of sexy in terms of a stat sheet, but help the team out.
Oh, yeah, Jack's my favourite teammate by far. I love him to death. You know, we got drafted together back in 2016. We've played all of our career together, and to build a rapport with him and Collar and DK, you know, it's a really... It's a great team to be a part of, and, you know, we've got our little team in the back half that, you know, we've played a lot of footy together now, so we've got a lot of care for each other. We love spending time together. We really hold each other to high account, and, you know, we want to get back to where we were in 2022.
When you're toiling away at South Barwon 10 years ago, Tom, playing one AFL game probably seemed a light years away, but 150 next week, just another little milestone you'll tick off.
Yeah, it's really special, Kingy. Obviously, you know, this week's going to be nice to, you know, speak to... You know, the footy club and thank them, but also those that have been on the journey with me, my family, my friends, you know, those that are really close to me. I don't want to get, you know, too wrapped up in the week, but it's obviously nice to acknowledge those that have played a massive part in my journey and continue to do so. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Can you give us another 150? I know that'll take till about 38, but...
I'll tell you what, if I get another 50, I'll be stoked.
Mate, thoroughly enjoyed tonight. It was a great way to open season 2024. 4 points in the bag and a trip to the City of Churches to come. Enjoy the week of game 115. We look forward to calling all the action and calling your name quite a few times next Friday night.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Good on you, Tommy.
Tommy Stewart joining us here on K-Rock Football. Thanks to Metricon, giving you the freedom to get more of what you want in a brand new home.
The Metricon post-match interview.